I think the response of the press in the UK was a degree of incredulity, really. Oh my goodness me, this is kind of what's happened here. You know, this is really unprecedented and unusual. And
unprecedented and unusual because
I was a woman. It was really around that time that there was a lot of speculation as to why I had been chosen. And of course, women fell into two categories, I think, broadly speaking, as far as the male press was concerned. You're either totally compliant, you know, some kind of assistant helper, the ideal PA, or at the other end of the scale, you were a complete gorgon, you know what I mean? That there was absolutely nothing in between. There was no normal, if you like, there was no balance. And I clearly wasn't the former, so I think they kind of assumed that I would be the latter. And that's where that phrase that came out actually of Private Eye, that I was a Barbie doll who crunched diamonds in her teeth, between her teeth or whatever, that's kind of stuck and is much repeated. And then I think once that image was established, it just got fed and fed over years and years and years. And it was something I could never really escape from.